Proclamation number 5869 of 5th of February, 1954. God speaks to people at every time. I have spoken to you humans at all times, and thus I also speak to you today wherever you give me the opportunity to do so, that you open your heart and ear, that you listen to my voice. Everyone will be able to hear me, for if he makes contact with me through prayer, if he merely directs his thoughts to me, waves of thoughts will circle around him and he will seize the right waves sent to him by me. He will think what I myself give him. Yet in times of greatest spiritual adversity I also manifest myself to people because I know how people can still be saved. In times of greatest spiritual adversity I express myself directly by speaking to you humans through the mouth of a person devoted to me so that you will pay attention and direct your thoughts into the spiritual kingdom, upwards, from where this obvious manifestation comes. But there will only ever be a few people who pay attention to what is said to them from above. There will only be a few who recognize my voice in it because the darkness is already too deep and because people's will is too weak to penetrate the darkness towards the light. Anyone who recognizes my revelations as light also pays attention to them. He follows the light and allows himself to be illuminated by it. But every human being is the master of himself. He has free will and will never be forced by unusual events to change his will, and even if I stand next to him and hold a brightly shining light towards him, this light will not force him to me and to realization, but it can only touch him beneficially if he voluntarily exposes himself to its radiation, and then he will open his heart and ear ever more. But it is no luminosity for the one who is completely darkened in mind and shuts himself off from every influx of my strength of love. For it is the expression of my love when I address you humans. I only want to help you to emerge from the dense darkness. I only want to give you something but not take something from you. And therefore I cannot allow anything unusual to occur in order to draw attention to my revelations. I cannot surround my bearers of light with a nimbus, shine, which is intended to influence fellow human beings. Everything must remain within the bounds of the natural and people must be completely free as to how they want to relate to my words from above. Yet I will constantly give, and those who accept my word as a loving expression of the Father who wants to make his children happy can draw strength and grace from the source of eternal life in the richest measure. Whoever desires to hear me will also hear my word and recognize it as the Father's voice, as proof of love and as the most effective means of salvation from eternal night. Amen.